Well, speaking of Jews and finance and everything to do with the Semitic nature of that, I found a really, really funny post that actually I think post while Helena posted this, of all people, of some author who is obviously Jewish herself, lamenting the fact that Jews keep getting compared to vampires. She goes,
yeah, this is pretty funny.
I am begging people, if you write vampires, please, please, please be aware that many of the vampire tropes have anti-Semitic origins. And please research these. We don't need to keep perpetuating hate. If I see one more book with vampires trying to control the world through their secret cabal, I am going to scream. These are anti-Jewish conspiracy theories that Bram Stoker brought into the vampire mythology specifically to get British people to hate Jews and stop our immigration.
So, you know, remember the whole orc, the orc meme, like orcs being niggers?
Yeah.
And with Lord of the Rings?
Yes.
I feel like this is there's some parallel here that I find really funny, where we're using it as a meme and now it's actually like...
Well, that's the thing, is they keep doing this bit. I have a bunch of examples here where they go, "Oy vey, that hideous fictional monster is literally me." It's like, yeah. Oh, like, okay?
Goblins, right?
Really,
goblins
now?
Is also Jewish, right? I believe.
Yeah. So the one of the more recent famous example is the bankers from Harry Potter at Gringotts Bank. Like, they're very, very much goblin Jew phenotype. And more recently, someone, this is another tweet, posted a picture of a scene from that movie in Gringotts Bank, where in the middle of the floor, there's a giant Jewish star. And this Jew on Twitter was like, how dare they put the Star of David in this movie, and it's anti-Semitic, until someone pointed out to them, that is a real bank, and that is the real floor in the real bank.
Yeah, that was priceless. That was like, you know, they're like, they always claim they're not the ones in power, and that it's anti-Semitic to claim that they control most of Congress or have dual citizenry. But then, like, there's like blatant fucking symbols of them having control, right? Even when they're trying to point out otherwise.
There's the real life history of them doing this shit. I mean, just go fucking read History of Central Banking and the Enslavement of Mankind. If anyone listening has not read that, do it. I mean, there's well-documented evidence of them being this way. But I found an article here on the Occidental Observer, which is a good site, that has a pretty good write-up on this topic specifically. And I'll just read the conclusion here. The answer may lie in an acknowledgement on some level that anti-Jewish complaints have some basis in fact. When these complaints or traits strongly associated with them are manifested in fiction or other cultural products as sinister characters or plot devices, they are instantly recognized by Jews on a deep level. Because of this recognition, where the character may inspire horror and disgust amongst the majority of readers, Goyim, the Jewish response involves a level of sympathy and a sense of shared fate. Such a divergence in perception illustrates, if nothing else, a deep and ongoing gulf in understanding between the two peoples, one fearing a deadly nocturnal parasite and the other believing it a victim of mere bigotry. But yeah, they identify with all these monsters, and it's
yeah, especially admitting that they're admitting that they're monsters. Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
But yeah. And by the way, the other thing about the vampire trope that cracked me up is like their answer to it was, it wasn't to like, you know, sometimes they're like, oh, you should just stop talking about vampires. Vampires should go.
Yeah, they never explain how they're not vampires. They just say, quit noticing that we're vampires.
Well, actually, what they were saying was like, oh, there should be, instead of vampires being evil, they should be like the heroes, or like, they're trying to like re-edit the vampire to be a non-evil character just because it's associated with Jews.
The blood-sucking parasite as the good guy, you know?
Yeah.
Crowds will love it.
Yeah, they're just misunderstood, you know?
So there's an additional article I have here that was bitching and moaning about how the penguin character from Batman was like a Jewish stereotype. And this one line I have to read. Authors, blah, blah, and blah, blah, doesn't matter, claim that symbolically the penguin is a Jew down to his hooked nose, pale face, and lust for herring.
I don't get that last one, but okay.
I didn't know that Jews lusted for stinky herring fish. That was news to me.
Maybe they mean lox or whatever, like the lox and salmon, like, you know.
I don't know. I think there's just maybe something in Jewish cuisine that's got a lot of herring in it. I don't know. That was news to me.
I guess it's kosher or something. Who knows? Fucking A.
Maybe.
The other thing that's reminded me of, by the way, is like, yeah, I don't know if you've ever watched Star Trek, but the Ferengi are so fucking Jewish. It's just so goddamn hilarious.
Oh, like, yeah.
They're like a Star Trek race. They're just known for being notoriously greedy, stealing other people's ideas.
Yeah. Or the Volos in Mass Effect.
Yeah. it's just funny how, like, if you make a character that is like greedy and manipulative and sneaky, and then of course the Jews are going to identify with that character, right?
Yeah, I watched this other video. This was over in Japan, and they have this character in their folklore dating way back called a Tengu, who was, as you can probably guess at this point in the segment, a typically greedy, manipulative, like ape demon kind of guy. And so they dug up these ancient scrolls of paintings depicting this thing. And it's a very stereotypical, like, a goblin phenotype, again, type of a Jew. And he's got this little black box on his head. So they take this scroll to some sort of, like, Jewish synagogue, whatever, over in Japan. And they're, like, asking, you know, the kike there who's in charge, you know, what is this black box thing? Do you guys know what this is? And then in the next scene, the guy comes out with an exact black box, just like in this ancient scroll, on his fucking head. And it's some sort of like phylactery that they wear in some of their rituals.
Yeah, so like the interpretation of Jews is like cross-cultural, right? It's not just like what like us interpreting them.
Yeah, it shows
way.
Up
like
everywhere.
Everybody
yeah.
does.
It's not just Western. Yeah, it's everywhere.
Yep, 109 times.
Yes, 110 when. And then the very last thing I have on this is yet another article, some Jew bitching and moaning about this shit, and the title is, why do so many Disney villains look like me? And it has this big long list of, you know, the sea queen from Little Mermaid, the evil stepmother,
the witches,
the fucking Hades from Hercules, all these different characters that look very typically Jewish. And it's like, yeah, again, I don't know. You tell me why.